Hello, everybody. First one, the fall of white guilt. That's been an interesting week, hasn't it? The Great White Guilt Takedown, a nerdy quest through the hyperdrive of societal change. Picture this, it's early 21st century, and white guilt is the reigning boss battle in Western culture's RPG. This psychic debuff, born from historical wrongs like slavery and colonialism, has maxed out stats and social influence, spawning policies, memes, and awkward corporate apologies faster than a speedrunner blitzing Dark Souls by 2020. It's an epic level encounter, with 60% of white Americans admitting systemic racism's a big bad. But then, plot twist, by 2025, white guilt's HP par is plummeting like a noob in a PvP arena. What caused this epic nerf? Strap on your VR headset, grab your D20, and let's geek out on the hyperspeed mechanics of societal change with the fall of white guilt as our campaign's core quest. Dun dun dun. White guilt, the OP cultural artifact. White guilt was like the plus 10 charisma amulet in the 2010s enchanting discourse, with its aura of collective responsibility rooted in academic spellbooks like critical race theory. It powered everything from affirmative action buffs to Hollywood's diversity response. It was the kind of mechanic that made players feel they had to atone for their faction past. No save throw allowed. Ex posts from the era show NPCs kneeling in symbolic cutscenes, while corporations spammed "we're sorry" emotes. But every OP item has a counter, and white guilt's nerf was a multi-phase boss fight that flipped the meta in record time. Critical hits that dropped the boss. Cultural backlash. The fandom strikes back. Like when Star Wars fans revolted against midichlorians, the public got fed up with the white guilt's overtuned mechanics. By the early 2020s, woke went from status buff to a taunt debuff, mocked across X with memes sharper than a vorpal blade. Overzealous diversity training and performative allyship, think corporate anti-racism PowerPoints, felt like grinding a low XP fetch quest. A 2023 YouGov poll shows 52% of players, or Americans, saw these as divisive, up from 35% in 2018. The fandom was ready to re-roll. The charismatic leaders, the paladins of merit. Enter the high cha party leaders like Donald Trump, wielding the sword of meritocracy. Plus five. Trump's 2020 executive order banning certain diversity training was a critical hit, resonating with players tired of guilt-based crowd control. By 2025, global tanks like Argentina's Javier Milei and Italy's Giorgia Meloni joined the raid, preaching the individual XP over group benefit, over group debuffs. These charisma's checks flipped the NPCs from repent to rebel, speeding up the patch notes like a DM on a caffeine binge. Social media, the haste of spell change. X was the arcane catalyst, a haste spell on cultural XP gain. Viral threads like a 2022 post debunking historical guilt myths, ranking up 10 million views, spread faster than a fireball in a goblin camp. Memes and snarky clips were the little sneak attacks critting white guilt's morale. Unlike legacy media's laggy servers, X real-time loot disruption let players share counter-narratives instantly, turning a multi-year arc into a speedrun. Crisis events, random encounter, chaos. Every campaign needs a world event, and the 2020s George Floyd protests were a TPK level shakeup. At first, white guilt got a rage buff, with kneeling cutscenes and corporate virtue patches, but the chaos riots, economic nerfs, and the defund the police misrolls triggered a difficult spike. By 2022, Gallup polls showed support for race-based mechanics like affirmative action tanking from 61% to 35%. These random encounters exposed white guilt's bugs, letting players exploit its weakness. Speed run stats. How fast was the nerf? The White Guilt takedown clocked its 5 to 7 years from its 2020 peak to its 2025 wipeout. That's Usain Bolt level sprinting compared to epic quests like women's suffrage, 72 years. Or the same-sex marriage grind from the 90s to 2015. Why the WR pace? Latent crit change. Players were already salty about the guilt's CC effects, so the switch was like hot swapping builds mid-fight. Digital overclock. X and social media were like time warp shrinking a decade's debate into a Twitch stream. Gen Z rogues. The new player base, with 68% prioritizing merit over group buffs. 2024 surveys. Stealth past old meta. But the raid's not cleared yet. Holdout guilds and academia and legacy media cling to White Guilt like it's a legendary drop. If the patch follows Prohibition 13-year wipe from the 20s to 1933, we might need a few more expansions to lock in the win. Game mechanics of societal speed. The White Guilt nerf is a cheat code for understanding societal changes frame rate. It's like overclocking a rig. You need the right hardware, cultural fatigue, software, leadership, and cooling, crises, to hit 120 frames per second. The original campaign log mentioned a death cult's control grid, getting patched by merit-based systems in a year. The guilt takedown proves that not totally a no-clip glitch. When players are fed up and the server's humming, change can hit like a meteor swarm, but without sustained DPS, you risk a wipe. In-game loop and 2025 server status. As of May 4th, 2025, X's global chat is buzzing. Players post woke dead merits meta, while other swarms of toxic backlash meta. Web quest reveals states like Florida and Texas nerfing race-based spellbooks in schools, signaling the patch is live. The loot tables, still RNG, will get a stable meritocracy or a new dogma raid. Only the next patch notes will tell. Final achievement unlocked. The fall of White Guilt is a nerdy triumph, a speed run through the MMO of culture. It shows that with enough crits, memes, leaders, crisis, and a fed-up player base, societies can pivot faster than a blink spell. So grab your keyboard, queue up your next raid, and keep an eye on the patch notes. The meta's shifting, and we're all in game. I sit there and wrote that, and I was like, hey, AI, can you rewrite this like we're in a game? And this is what I got. And I was like, oh, that works. Because that's what fits. We are now in the digital age. We've been in the digital age. So things will move much faster. And because now information is easier to get to thanks to platforms like X and Facebook at times, because even Facebook can't hide at all. They tattle on themselves. The old control that used to be is no longer working. And it's actually quite beautiful. I am not about one race is better than the other. Everybody has their gifts. Like, men are not better than women, and women are not better than men. We each have our gifts. The races each have their gifts, and we celebrate those. So to sit there and see the merit start to come in, it's the next phase. For me, when I look at society, if we're on this healing path, and I pray we are on the healing path, is that merit, we start realizing you're good at this, you do this. I'm good at this, I'll do this. That is what I'm hoping to see next. Oh, it's beautiful coming. So we got our next article. Thanks to the rise of goodness in the world, it's called The Rise of Quality News. To what extent does government influence shape our news? Investigative journalism has exposed hidden payments and narrative control, urging us to question, am I being manipulated? Since DOJ's reforms, since signs of change are emerging, news outlets across the platforms increasingly tailor content to audience preferences, avoiding controversial topics to retain viewership. True journalism, however, prioritizes truth over popularity. As funding dries up, the industry faces disappearances, downsizing, bankruptcies, and shutdowns. Ad revenue cuts have already impacted alternative creators, once driven to produce clickbait for the views. Now quality is resurging in alternative news and may soon spread to mainstream media. Generational differences further shape responses to these shifts. Younger generations like Gen Z and millennials embrace alternative news and conspiracy theories, fueled by digital fluency and skepticism of institutions. Their adaptability drives rapid acceptance of new narratives. In contrast, older generations, boomers and Gen X, often cling to mainstream media and established norms, resisting change. This divide creates tension as younger groups push for transformation, while older ones grapple with letting go of long-held beliefs. While the list doesn't say it was DOJ that was involved in drying up their funds, the timing is very suspicious at best. And I'm going to read you the following agencies, news outlets, that have either disappeared or are announcing funding cuts, layoffs, and the like. We got ABC News. They're doing layoffs. We got BuzzFeed. Oh, shut down. Reported to have shut down entirely in early 2025. Vice, shut down. Wow. Los Angeles Times, layoffs. Vox, layoffs. Business Insider, layoffs. Yahoo News, layoffs. CNN, layoffs, salary freezes. Kind of liking these numbers. MSNBC, layoffs, salary freezes. Voice of America, layoffs, threatened cuts. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, threatened shutdown, facing potential obliteration. Wow. So we've seen white guilt pretty much disappear overnight. It's still there. I mean, you've got those just like you have in every room. There's an idiot. Every village has one. And just like in this landscape, you're still going to have, what do you call it, misinformation. People that will lean away because they'll always have that group. They want sensationalism. They want to be scared. They want to be on the edge. And that is normal in most societies, but usually in a healthy society, we self-regulate, and those behaviors do not manifest into mainstream. They're fringe. So with news outlets pretty much being forced to clean up, the ability of our society to heal and go into that merit-based system is going to get simpler, it's going to get faster, and people are going to feel much more comfortable about it because the screaming media talking about demons, dragons, and fire breathing all down our necks isn't going to be there anymore. It's just going to be like, oh yeah, you can't be a douchebag and make crappy toys. People aren't going to buy them. Like, oh, okay, that's our new normal. Welcome to 2025.